This is the Lightweights Podcast. Buckle up, sit down, or stand up. It's a free country, you can do what you want. I'm Joe, and the seductive voice that you're about to listen to is Ilya Glenn Fedorovich.
Yo, what's up, Ilya? I was about to move out, did you know? And then I didn't, because you came over and you put in your 2 cents. Can I tell you something?
You hate me.
Yeah.
I know.
Can I be honest?
No.
I don't hate you. The only reason that I didn't move out, truly, is because I had Alex with me. I'm moving out. Like, alone. I'm moving out alone.
By yourself?
Yeah.
Okay.
And, you know,
after that, really think my opinion weighs that much around there?
Yeah. I think that it adds about 23%.
Right. Which is pretty hefty.
That's hefty.
Right.
Yeah, so.
Well, we're glad you're still here.
Yeah.
In the same house. Do the people know the extent of how much you moved out?
To a point where I put in the deposit.
How much?
10 grand, which I got back, whatever. And I also bought an $8,000 mattress.
Which you...
returned.
Okay.
But speaking of the $8,000 mattress...
You signed the lease too, right?
No, I didn't sign the lease.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, but we were going to move in that day and we didn't. We called the landlord.
And what was he like?
She was a she. She was like... She's actually pretty understanding, but probably really confused.
Sorry.
Did you know that mattress stores are like car dealerships? Like, have you ever tried to buy a mattress?
Never in a store.
It's fucking crazy. They're salesmen, right? The store is empty. Like, I went to like 3 of them.
I don't know how they're in business.
Stores just are completely empty. And
you go to the one on Ventura?
I went to like 3 different ones.
There's 3 of them all in a row. They're styled like car dealerships.
They're everywhere. Yeah. So you walk in, there's sales guys sitting at the desks, right? At their desks. And they walk up to you like fucking vultures. This motherfucker, listen to me, this is insanity. This guy told me that the bed that I was buying, the mattress that I was sitting on that I liked, the first one that I sat on.
Mercedes of mattresses.
He said Bentley.
Shut up.
Dead ass. He said Bentley, first off. Second off, he tried to sell it to me for $11,000 for 11. And after like, first off, the mattress was fucking insane. I would have paid the 11.
You loved it.
In love.
You're not paying for the bed frame. It's literally just
the mattress.
You're fucking nuts.
I would have paid the 11. I don't care. But, you know, I calmed down for a second and I started thinking.
Okay, 11's a lot.
No, seriously, I had that. I was like, whoa, hold on a second. I looked up how much mattresses are online. It was like $1,000. I was like, hold on, maybe I am overpaying a lot. So anyways, I'm on the bed, I'm laying there, and this fucking comfortable-ass bed, I just can't stop thinking about, like, how much I'm going to love it when I take
it. What size are we talking?
This is a king. And so I'm thinking, I'm contemplating, the guy now sees that I'm contemplating. At first, he's like, 11, take it right now. It's yours. We have it in stock. I'm like, yes, I love it. And then I start realizing I'm a fucking idiot.
Right.
Right? So then the guy realizes that I realize that I'm an idiot.
Oh.
And he goes, all right, talk to me. Come on. Give me some numbers. Like, I'll give it to you for less, whatever. And I was like, okay, eight grand. He's like, all right, done.
I was like, just like that?
I just saved $3,000?
You're like, I should have said more.
So at this point, I'm like, this guy's trying to scam me. Because if you went down that quick, that much money,
done.
This bed is not worth this much, you know?
Yeah.
And
what brand?
I forgot the name, but it was, I actually did talk to other mattress stores just to kind of like question the guy, and they did say that was like the nicest mattress
okay. That
you can buy. I mean, unless you're up in like the $100,000 range, that's like the nicest mattress you can buy.
Holy fuck.
Anyways, 30 minutes passed by, I'm like still contemplating. He goes, all right, how about this? That comforter you sat on? It was like a padding on top of the already comfortable bed that you totally don't need, but I wanted it because it was just like extra comfortable. He's like, it's $3,000. It's $3,000
for the.
For the comforter for the padding. He goes, it's $3,000. I'll tell you what. He goes, I'll tell you what. I'll throw in the bed frame, the comforter, and the electronics for the bed, all for free. I was like, okay, so all of it's $8,000 now. He's like, so in my head, I'm like, if this is $3,000, right? And the bed's $8,000 originally. Now you're selling it to me for $5,000, technically.
Right.
You know? So then I'm like, fuck it. I'm out. I have to leave the store and think about it. So I leave the store for like 30 minutes, call him back later. I'm like, can you do it for $7,500? And he's like, My system, he gave me some bullshit story. Anyways, I ended up paying eight, almost nine with tax and shipping. And then after all of this, I don't even fucking move out. Like, fuck you guys, seriously.
Okay.
I know you want what's best for me, but that's the beauty of what is best for me, is that you don't know. I know what's best for me. You know what I mean?
You admitted that you shouldn't have moved to East LA.
No.
Yeah, you did.
I didn't say I shouldn't have. I didn't say that. Actually, I don't think I said that at all.
You said that was the only good point.
The only good point.
Yeah.
But I didn't say I shouldn't have.
It's really out of the way.
It's really not.
You're moving into Hollywood.
It's not East LA, bro. It's fucking Hollywood. Yeah, who cares?
Like the most eastern part of Hollywood. It's really far away.
It's right off the highway. Honestly, it's not that far. It's without traffic. It's a 12-minute drive from David's.
Okay, you're right. Maybe you're wrong. Maybe I'm wrong. But we're here now.
Yeah, we are. And I'm still moving out. I'm fucking out, man. I can't believe this is still a conversation. Oh my god.
It's really funny how the extent that you actually went out. When I walked in that day, Alex was like, "Did you hear what happened?" I'm like, "What?" "Dave and Natalie are pissed. Ellie's moving out." I'm like, "When?" "Today." I'm like, "What?" And then Dave comes home. He's like, "You hear this bullshit?" I'm like, "I don't know."
I'm going to repeat this one more time. I appreciate you guys. You guys are my friends. You want what's best for me, but you just don't know what is best for me. That's the problem. So I'm going to leave it at that.
Fresh start.
When you pull up to like a ticket machine when you're trying to exit a garage and try and pay for your ticket.
You're talking about the Air One Center specifically?
Any center. It says insert cart face down. Insert card face down.
Okay.
Why?
That's just how the thing reads it. What do you mean?
Right, but make it flip it up, flip it the other way, make it read the other way.
Why does it matter?
Because it's just like I feel like everyone's always confused. Like, why am I putting the card in face up, what am I doing here? That's always the feeling I get with a lot of people that try to pay.
I'm on your side.
Totally. So I feel like you're not on my side right now.
No, I'm on your side. I just don't have the whereabout, the brain power to be like, I've never worked on an ATM.
Uh-huh.
So I don't know how.
I'm not asking that. You don't have to be working on an ATM to just generally understand that insert card face down is wrong. You know, just insert the card how you'd usually insert it anywhere else that you go. That's all I'm saying.
I'll be honest.
That's all I'm saying.
I'll be honest. If you really want to take a step further.
Yeah, I do.
Universal cards. Upside down or downside up. And while we're on that page,
put it any way you want.
What's with passwords? 6 to 8 minimum characters, special symbols, numbers. Make them all the same. I have 9 different passwords of the exact same thing. Mm-hmm. I don't know what's what.
I have an app in my phone called Keeper, and it keeps track of all my passwords, which is really nice.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And that works on your computer too?
Yeah. I mean, well, it's an app from your phone, so when you don't know your password, you just go into the app.
Oh, you click it and then it tells you. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's nice.
I'm going to download that.
Yeah, do it.
Appreciate that, home dog.
Yeah, no problem, man. I feel like there's some hostility between us right now.
Because I think you're still also harping on when I took your marker the other day.
Yeah, that was fucked up how you didn't put it back.
I had to have
my employee go look for it.
Right. I told you where it was.
Yeah, I told them where it was, but they still had to look for it.
Didn't you appreciate the note I left?
What note?
Oh, wait, no. I took your marker and put it somewhere else. But I know that as soon as you texted me, with my marker. One of your pet peeves. Sorry about that. Listen, clear slate, man.
Yeah.
You're here. You're 45 minutes late. I don't care. I'm not bringing it up. Did I? No. But you know, these are the things. You pull and you push. And that's what works great about us. You passed out yesterday and called 911. What happened? There's a reason this podcast is late. Again. Ilya ran 45 miles yesterday and doesn't drink water for whatever reason. So he cancels the podcast because he had to call 911. And I didn't ask questions. And Caitlin was even like, "You're not going to ask if he's okay?" I'm like, "I'll hear about it on the podcast." And I felt like an asshole because I was just like, "Okay. All right. I'll see you tomorrow." What happened?
Oh my God.
Are you okay?
I'm good.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you the story. I'm going to keep it brief because it is kind of long, but long story short, I was aiming to run 18 miles yesterday.
A record for you?
Yeah, the furthest I've ever ran.
Okay.
Furthest I ran is 15. So I'm running the miles. I'm at a really good pace. I'm running with two other dudes. We're like a 9-minute pace at like mile 14, right? So we're like, we're already like fucking, we're almost there, right? 4 miles at that point is like nothing. So they start to kind of, you know, they start to gap me. They start to go a little faster and I start to slow down, which is fine. You know, I'm still at my own pace, whatever. And now we're at a point where I can't see them. Like, they're so far away. They're just like, they're way ahead. And out of nowhere, I start getting really lightheaded. Like, mad lightheaded. I'm talking like the spins when you're drunk.
Oh, wow. Where are you?
I'm on La Cienega, I think.
Is that like, are there stores around?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I sit down for a second, and I'm like, oh, my God. What the fuck is happening? Because when I sat down, it just like all caught up to me, like everything. You know, like when you're running for that long and you don't like really sit, and the first time you sit down, you're like, whoa, holy shit. You're like ultimate runner's high. So I stand up, try walking it off, and all of a sudden, dude, I swear to God, this is the scariest shit of my entire life. My fucking hands go numb, just straight up numb. It's like there's like this weird like tingly feeling that I have now in my hands. My face is now twitching, and I'm like, what's going on? Like, I feel like I'm going to fucking die. So I sit down on the ground. I'm, like, breathing heavy. I'm, like, like just trying to catch my breath, trying to, like, calm myself down.
Are people
like,
seeing you?
Yeah. Some guy, like, throws water at me, whatever.
Hits me in the head.
Hits me in the head. Yeah. No. People see me. They ask if I'm okay. So I'm, like, borderline about to – I feel wasted. Wasted. Just straight up just fucked up. That's the feeling, you know? And I'm sitting there, and I'm like, I gotta fucking call. I think I'm gonna fucking die. So I call 911. They come in like 3-4 minutes. They hook me up to an EKG, like to check my heart rate and everything. Like
in the ambulance?
No. I'll just on the sidewalk. There's like 3 trucks that come. They're like, I'm not joking. There's like 8 people.
A fireman?
Yeah. I look like a fucking bitch on the side of the road being treated by 8 guys. And so they check my heart rate. They check my blood pressure. They're like, you're good, man.
Any of them recognize you?
No. I mean, I hope not.
You're a bitch, man.
So, you know, at this point, I'm like starting to calm down more and more. And like, you know, I can start to feel my arms again. I'm like, okay, fuck, that was scary. I'm asking them, I'm like, am I going to be okay? And they're like, well, we suggest you go to a doctor. And I was like, I don't want to fucking do that, you know, because I'm starting to feel better. And they drop me off to my car. I get in my car. I meet the guys that I was running with.
Are you 15 miles away from your car? Or you're like on the way back?
No, this is I'm on the way back. This is on the 16th mile. So I'm only 2 miles. Actually, no, I was like 1.5 miles away.
So you're pretty close.
Yeah. So they drop me off. I tell the guys and they're like, what the fuck? They like don't believe me. And still at this point, from that point that I called 911 to about 45 minutes later, I felt fucking wasted. Just straight. When I was driving, it felt like I was drunk.
And your hands are?
At this point, my hands are fine. But I'm still like breathing heavy. It's really strange. And
panic attack?
Maybe. I don't know. But what it came down to, I think, is that I just was not drinking water like the entire time.
Do you take salt when you're going to?
No, I take, it's called goo. It's like this runner's little packet with nutrients and shit that you take while you run.
Aren't you supposed to take like salt cubes too?
I'm not sure about salt. I've never heard of that. But
David Goggins ran his first one, mm-hmm. and someone like gave it to him that day, and he had no idea what he was doing. Sounds similar to you.
Yeah. Anyways, I think I just pushed myself way too fucking hard, and that's what you get, you know. And that's okay. I'm gonna retry. Just I'm gonna drink more water and just run it slower, I guess. But that was so scary, dude.
Sheesh.
And for the rest of the day, it was just like knock me out.
Was your heart like, beating on the way home too?
Yeah. Irregularly? And the thing, I really do think it was like some sort of anxiety panic attack. But, you know, I think it was because I actually was dizzy. Like, that was actually happening, right? I was actually dizzy. And then I think my mind or my brain was like, okay, this is not normal. I'm going to go into panic mode, which is, I don't know how it happened, but super strange.
Well, we're glad you're here.
Thank you. I really did think I was going to die. I'm not exaggerating.
Right.
Like, I was. That's why I called 911. I was like, they're going to have to resuscitate me on the sidewalk.
Did the podcast cross your mind at all? Like, fuck, I'm not going to be able to record with Joe today?
Yeah, for a minute.
Like as soon as you called 911, like
no, like right before I was like, should I make this call? Because if I do, I know for a fact I'm not gonna be able to make the podcast.
Right.
because I'm going to have a good excuse.
Right.
If I don't count on one, I'd have no excuse.
Okay.
So I called.
Because you had an excuse.
Yeah, I had okay. Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah. Great. Well, we're glad you're okay.
Thanks, man.
I looked at wedding venues this weekend. Napa Valley, expensive as fuck.
How much?
The one that we didn't like was $40,000.
For one day?
Yeah. For like the ceremony. Like you rent the site fee. And then on top of that, the food and beverage fee, which turns out to like $300 or $400 a person. And that's really how they make their money. And then you have to get, that's not even including like the DJ, the photographer, a videographer.
So hold on, just to get the venue itself, just to get the place, it's 40 grand.
The place, the food, and some of them bundle rooms that you have to get. And they're all different. Everything is tweaks, but like that was the one that we didn't like. It was $40,000, which was fucking nuts.
So how much are you gonna end up spending on your wedding? Like 100 grand, you think?
I fucking hope not.
You're probably gonna have to spend like 100 though.
I don't know. This is insane. I don't know how.
I think like regular weddings, I'm talking like nothing crazy, I think you're spending upwards of like $20,000, $30,000, $40,000.
Yes. But I also have a small party.
How many people small?
It's just the 10 of us, you know? Me, you, Dave, Caitlin.
How many people actually?
60 to 50.
That's not that small.
That's pretty small.
That's not that small.
I feel like an average is like 100.
I don't know how much an average is, but I feel like that's like a sizable number.
I don't even know that many people.
Nonetheless.
That's a fucking lot of money.
You're probably going to spend like 70, 80 grand guaranteed.
I don't know, man.
Just do it. It's fine. You only get it one time. Do it right.
I guess. That's what
you don't want to upset your wife.
I know. I have to do it for her.
Happy wife, happy life.
I know.
That's what they say.
What a bad way to start off the marriage if you don't get a good wedding.
Mm-hmm.
But we're going to get the best wedding.
150 racks.
Sponsored by Zila. Mm-hmm. You want to give out protein packs to all the guests?
as gifts?
Yeah, you could have a workout with the bride morning. You could do a little seminar.
I love that, actually.
It's pretty funny.
Yeah.
She wants to do like a yoga class with the bride in the morning. It's so funny to think about, like, as a guy, you don't really think about like your wedding day when you're a kid. But like a girl, you like fantasize about it your whole life.
Yeah, that is fucking weird, huh?
So
like why do they care so much?
It's just like a beautiful day, and like we don't.
But like, is it that cool for them to get married?
100%, because this is their day. All eyes on them. They're in this beautiful dress, flowers everywhere. It's like elegant. Like you're never gonna have another party like this.
Well, why can't you just have more stuff like that where it's, you know, their day?
You totally can, but it's not like the same, because now you also found this person. You had to put in the effort to be with this person, and you're like, okay, this is who I'm with for the rest of my life. So it's like the perfect storm of everything.
Yeah.
But it's so funny that she knows like everything, and I'm like, oh, that never crossed my mind. And then even the day of, it's like she's in makeup and hair for 5 hours, and what am I doing? Playing mini golf with the boys? Playing cornhole?
I've been to two weddings. One of them with one of my closest friends from my hometown
in Chicago.
Yeah, no, it was in Phoenix, but he's from Chicago.
Uh-huh.
And he like was just chilling while she was getting her makeup done.
He was what?
Chilling, just chilling.
Yeah, yeah, that's what it is.
Are you going to get fucked up before you say your vows?
I told... No.
I do.
Not before the vows.
I fucking love you.
Yes. Yes.
Yes, whatever. Let's do it.
I'm down. You're my girl. I don't want to get I don't want to get plastered that day. And it's going to be really hard. But I don't want to get drunk that... Like, I want to remember it.
Yeah,
you know?
Are you going to get drunk at night?
Well, maybe like afterwards, you know?
Yeah,
if, like, let the ceremony's to like 11 or 12, like, yeah. Afterwards, probably.
I want you to get so drunk you're not going to be able to have sex that night.
Nah, that's messed up.
Nah, come on.
No, I want to have sex with you.
What?
What? It's going to be so much fun, though. Yeah. Are you coming?
When is it?
September.
Oh. Yeah, I'll be in Africa.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you want a plus one?
I'd love to bring a date.
Would you bring? Who would you bring?
I'll tell you later.
Okay. Did you follow that surveillance balloon at all?
I saw some shit about it, but I didn't really look into it that much.
Oh. I found an interesting story the other day. A guy in Australia And it's very sad. He ate a slug on a dare.
Yep.
Became paralyzed and passed away.
I did hear about that.
It's crazy how that shit just happens. He had some kind of the slug had some kind of parasite or bacteria in it that normally mice get. And because he ate it 2 days later, it was just all downhill from there.
I've heard that story. Yeah, it's really, really sad. Really, really sad.
It's crazy how one little like tiny thing like that just...
It can happen to anybody at any time. Like, it's literally as simple as like, I dare you to jump into that lake.
You don't know what's at the bottom.
It's dark outside.
Yeah.
You don't know how shallow it is. Yeah, I've heard some fucked up stories, like accidental stories.
It was called rat lungworm disease. Did you ever eat bugs as a kid?
No.
Did you ever do anything that's like that? I used to play in the river and the lakes.
I mean, David and I swam across like the public lake one time. That's probably the worst of it.
What was in there? Like fecal matter?
I don't know. No one actually knows what's in there because no one goes for a swim.
Right. But did you like go for a swim?
No, we like swam across the lake.
Just to, like, for fun?
Yeah, to like just for fun because we were stupid.
Right.
Young, obviously.
I could swim there faster than you.
No, you can't. It wasn't even a race. It was just like, fuck it. Let's go. It's crazy. Like, that was so long ago. But I remember that like it was yesterday. You know what I mean? Isn't that crazy? Like, I have that memory.
Yeah.
Like, I know. I remember exactly how we went in, how we swam it, and then how disgusting it was getting out because all that moss and what's it called?
Mud.
Mud and moss and like fucking seaweed at the bottom when you're getting out, you're like stepping in, your foot's like
seeping into it.
Yeah. Yeah. I remember that. Yeah.
When I had the food poisoning in Cabo, all that crossed my mind. I'm like, fuck. I was in the pool or the water and something swam into my brain and now I'm not gonna be able to make it. And the doctor's there, he's like, I'm gonna give you a shot in your butt. I'm like, oh my God.
Dude, you're the worst person to have that happen to.
It goes from 0 to 1,000 so fucking quickly.
Yeah, yeah. You're like me when I have my panic attack.
Yeah. Thankfully, I've never had a panic attack. But I've seen this. I was with my one friend, Jackie, at Six Flags, and we were in this Batman tunnel. And she's like 5 foot, really skinny. And she wasn't drinking water that day for whatever reason. And it was really hot, and I'm looking at her, and her eyes roll to the back of her head, and she faints, and I catch her before she hits the ground, and I'm literally carrying her like a
limp body,
literally a body, and I'm like running up the tunnel, pushing everybody aside, and I had to get the medics to come over and give her water, and she's like, whoa, she came back like afterwards when I got her out of the hot air. It's crazy.
Wow.
I'm really good in panicky situations. Mm-hmm. I got you.
Next time you should run with me.
Okay, yeah, mile 16. I'll just drive my car next to you.
You should bike with us, actually. That'd be fun.
I'd totally bike with you.
Yeah.
I wouldn't run.
How's your Zila transformation going?
You tell me. How do I look? Incredible.
Nice.
No, actually, I do. You helped me with my diet. 1,000%. And I wasn't eating nearly enough protein prior, and I was eating all the wrong foods. And having you as my text away, asking, should I have this? And you saying, no, try this. Or what else did you have? Really changed everything.
Yeah. Have you lost any weight?
Not really. I'm stuck at like the 180, 181 mark.
Uh-huh.
I'm not trying to lose weight. So I'm not conscious of the calories that I'm eating in because I'm trying to lower the body fat percentage.
And yeah. So your DEXA scan will show you that.
I'm really excited. That's in 2 weeks.
Yeah. No matter if we're doing something right or wrong, that scan will show us.
And we'll know.
And we'll know, okay, obviously not enough protein. Obviously too many calories, body fat percentage went up for whatever reason, and or body fat percentage didn't go down at all. That's what's cool about the DEXA scan is like...
It tells you things...
It's fucking black and white, dude.
Yeah.
You know? This is not just you stepping on the scale or you looking at the mirror. Like, this is cold, hard shit.
Can you explain to me, like I'm a 5-year-old, what a DEXA scan is?
It's a machine where you lay down. It's not really an X-ray. It's more of... It's like the comparative radiation is a microwave. That's what they say. Actually, less than a microwave. So they scan your body, right? And after you have this image of your body, this skeleton. And this skeleton shows with heat waves your body fat percentage, your bone density, your muscle mass, your weight, and it breaks it all down. Like, it shows you exactly how much fat you have and what parts of your body, how much muscle you have and what parts of your body. So it gives you something to understand and, like, work off of. And it's a much more accurate and realistic way of looking at getting healthy rather than a scale. Like, way more accurate.
What I also realized was how much I love the Zila setting. And that plays a huge part in my motivation. Where my old gym, the one that I was going to, I canceled it. I don't go there anymore. And I didn't like Equinox. Mm-hmm. I love Zila because I can just, like, play my music and focus. I don't have distractions. No one's walking by me. I'm not looking at other people doing anything. I can just focus on what I have to do and, like, just go for it.
Mm-hmm.
For my gym schedule, I stopped doing what I wanted to do, and I listened to you, and I listened to what X was telling me, the trainer, and you guys just have me lift heavy for an hour and a half, whereas in the past, I used to do an hour of cardio and then do a really crappy lift after.
No.
Because I
was there. That's not how you build muscle.
I was there for so long, I didn't know.
Yeah.
I was just there for so long, I just wanted to, like, do a quick lift and get out because I was over it.
Yeah.
But I barely do cardio now. If anything, I do it as a second workout for an hour, and I just go hike.
Yeah.
And that, I think, changed everything for me. And as far as recovery, I'm very conscious of drinking a lot of water.
Mm-hmm.
I'll drink 3 of these bottles a day at least.
Yeah. It's funny because drinking water is such a habitual thing that you just get used to doing after a while. Like, I remember I set myself a goal to drink 5 water bottles a day, and I've been doing it every single fucking day for, like, 5 years in a row. The only time that I miss it, really, is when I'm really fucking hungover, and I just, like, can't put anything in my body, really. But other than that, every single day, fucking 5 water bottles at minimum a day. You'd be surprised, like, how much clean water can really readjust all the fucked up shit that you have inside of your body, you know?
With the water and
your liver, your organs, like,
with the water and my diet, I went from having an irregular bathroom schedule to now I go the same time every day again.
Yeah.
And I feel so healthy and I feel so much more energized and, like, ready. Whereas in the past, I'd, like, be achy and tired and crazy how quickly just those dieting adjustments really made a difference. And, like, my body looks so much better.
The thing now that you're realizing is that you're doing a body recomposition, whereas before you were doing strictly weight loss, which means that you were losing muscle and fat. Where, again, now it's you're gaining muscle and losing fat, even though your weight relatively stays the same, as of right now at least, should drop a little bit. You're still losing fat and building muscle, which is the hardest, but also the way to go.
Beforehand, I didn't know what to do. I'd be like, oh, today I'm going to eat low calories. And the next day I'd, like, eat heavy.
Yeah.
But, like, I was just counteracting.
No, it's all about being on a consistent schedule, like a structured diet schedule, you know? Because, like you said, if you're just kind of doing whatever, you don't know what your outcome is because you're not tracking it.
I was doing whatever. And I love X is, like, tracking my shit for how heavy my lifts are. And every day he's like, okay, last time you were at 75. I'm like, let's do 85 today. And today, like, we started off at, like, 65-pound shoulder shrugs, and this morning I did 90. So, like, it's tracking that makes such an improvement.
Such a big fucking difference, dude.
I should have been doing it all this time, but I was just so stubborn. I was like, I'm not going to track that. Why am I going to do that? I'll remember. But it really is, like, when you put your focus into it, it changes so much.
Yeah.
What does he say about me? Anything? does he like me?
No, but today he brought you. We met with someone else that wants to do transformation. He brought you up about how you're consistent, how you, like, push him to make you better, and
I want to tell you that's the other thing that I think is incredible. I've had 2 or 3 other trainers in the past, but X has a weekly check-in with me, and he's like, "What did I do good? What did I do bad?" And I'm able to tell him, and he adjusts it and he fixes it, and then I ask him the same thing, and we adjust it. And having that check-in every week is the best because now he knows what to focus on if he's slacking on something, and likewise the other way around.
Yeah.
I think that's the coolest thing.
Yeah.
I love it.
Good, man.
I'm fired up.
I'm excited for, like, what's actually to come because it's going to be dope.
I know originally we said, like, 2 or 3 months, but, like, I don't have an end goal this time, where every other time it's like, I have a goal. But like, this is just like me. This is what I want.
Yeah.
And I'm tired of the fluctuation and I'm tired of half-assing it and then giving it my all.
I'm right there with you. I feel that. For real. I think it's just kind of like a, I'm going to start it and I'm not going to fucking stop until I get to my goal and I'm going to continue doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like, this is it.
Mm-hmm. I love that.
Thanks for believing in me.
No problem. Thanks for believing in me.
Zila. Yeah! Guys, thanks so much for listening to the Lightweights Podcast. Is there anything else? Oh, I have a movie for you to watch. We can talk about it next week.
Okay.
It's with Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah.
Deepwater Horizon.
I've seen it.
Incredible.
The oil rig one?
Yes, I didn't get to finish it yet.
Yeah, I haven't actually seen it. I lied.
Why would you say yes?
I don't know.
What a weird...
Because I wanted you to get excited about it. I would have told you regardless whether or not I lied. Like, even if I left and then texted you, be like, I didn't actually watch it.
I'd be livid.
I'll watch it. It does sound good.
It's based off a true story, but they didn't do the checks and balances, and, like, it's very sad.
I'll watch it.
Do you have any fun facts?
Yeah. Did you know that my penis is bigger than yours?
It's really not.
Yeah, well, look it up online.
I couldn't tell if you were stuffing yourself with socks this morning. That's how insecure
what?
You are.
What?
Yeah.
No, that was my cock. Lightweight!
Out! Nice nips.